simply go to theraces.com.au, book your tickets, all your booked and all your saving, groups of 10, the discounts up to 40%. Time's running out for those discounts, and you really want to lock yourself into those big days coming up to make sure you're a part of more racing history in Sydney.
Yeah, for sure. We're already starting to talk about who's going to be running, and Elise is going to be trialling on Friday out at Rose Hill. So there's plenty going on, and it will really start to build up very quickly. Good on you, mate. Enjoy today.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sports Radio and Sky Racing are set to bring you all the winter racing action. Crucial interviews with trainers and jockeys, tab markets, and an array of form analysts that are the best in the business. It's your reliable winter destination every morning. Racing HQ. Brought to you by TAB.
Just gone 7 o'clock here on Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Over the top of Sydney right now, it's pretty clear. We, surprisingly, about an hour ago, had a little band of showers sweep over the top of Rose Hill. It's only dropped half a mil, but they've left the track a heavy 8. Penetrometer this morning, 5.93, coming down from 9.7 of yesterday, so it has improved. The rails are 3 metres today. Wyong, they've got a windy day there. A soft 5 in the rail is true. Doomben, a soft 5. Caulfield, they're going to get rain over the next couple of hours. At the moment, they've left it a soft 7. And right now, over the top of Rose Hill, there's a fair bit of blue sky, and hopefully it stays that way. There's a bit of wind that's still blowing. Haven't the winds been cool over the last couple of days? Rose Hill, so we're on just a heavy 8. The scratchings, race 1, number 6, Academy. Race 1, number 6. Race 2, Clear. Race 3, number 2, Zadoro. 13, Smart Remark. 14, Z-Force, and 18, Jellies. 2, 13, 14, and 18. At the moment, race 4 is clear. Race 5, number 2, Riverbird, and number 10, Soul Star, 2 and 10. At the moment, race 6 is clear. Race 7, number 13, Organza, who's gone to Melbourne. Race 7, number 13. Race 8, number 11, Noble Joey, number 11. And race 9, Takeout 4, Echo Effect, coming out last night, along with 6 Traumatized, and 10 Brilliant Choice came out yesterday morning. So 4, 6 and 10 are the current scratchings in race 9 at Rose Hill. Ray Thomas is in now. I wonder what coloured tie. We got it right last week. It was a blue tie last week. Oh, look, I'm thinking a pattern. I'm thinking maybe slightly purple. Ray Thomas, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. You're pretty close, sort of pinky colour. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Looking forward to this. Big day for Lindsay Murphy. They've got a big luncheon out there today, the retiring Lindsay on July 31. But the Winter Stakes will offer up a really good race.
It is, because the first 5 over the line from the Civic Stakes are backing up, and you throw in the likes of Stampede and Extina, who are classy gallopers, and it's a really good Winter Stakes. And a really good meeting overall. The two-year-old race to open the day is deep with talent. And as you mentioned earlier, Andrew, with these winds around, a couple of light showers on the way in this morning, but not too much in that. The winds are very strong. It is a cool day, but with those winds around, I think it's a good chance we'll get back to that soft 7 range. And speaking of Lindsay Murphy, and I think that's mentioned number 9 so far this morning, but anyway, I did talk to him during the week, and the point he made was very valid about track bias. We just don't really hear about it as much these days as we did even 2, 3, 5 years ago, when track bias was such a dirty word. Look, it'll never be eliminated, Andrew, but I think the Sydney tracks at the moment are racing as well, if not better, than they have for many, many years. And that's great for punters, because invariably you're going to get a fair racing service, which is all you're asking for. This time of year, when there's rain about and the tracks are rain affected, obviously the inside gets cut up later in the day, but you factor those things in. And but overall, the tracks are really racing well. I think that's a testament to Lindsay and his staff, and just how they've managed to turn around Sydney racetracks in recent years.
For sure, and just following on what Brett Devine said, they've been able to promote from within. Mark Wood to take over Randwick, with Navesh Randani once Lindsay leaves at the end of July, Nevesh will go into his role overseeing all the tracks.
Yeah, and of course, Nevesh has been in charge of Randwick for a number of years now. So, as you mentioned, Andrew, promoting from within, which is fantastic, and that skill base will stay there. You mentioned earlier, Jeff Lloyd, I listened to your interview with him yesterday. It was fantastic. What an ornament to the game he's been, hasn't he, Jeff Lloyd, over so many years. He's been a world-class jockey for well over 40 decades. Love to see him go out a winner today, but even if he doesn't, he's already secured another Brisbane Jockeys Premiership, and at 57 rising, 58, he's an absolute marvel. He could have kept going, Andrew, if he wanted to, but he feels the time is right. So, look, congratulations, yeah. Jeff, and as I said, I hope he can ride a winner or two just to go out in a blaze of glory, so to speak.
Well, going by Steve Hewlett, he's maybe got the chance of a couple, and he thought Granny Red Shoes in the last off his galloper earlier in the week might be running
a
race as well.
Say
you so.
Yeah.
It would be to win the last, for sure. Righto, plenty to discuss over this hour, but let's get cracking with our interviews. And Mark Quinn is coming down from Port Macquarie with a couple in the Tab Highway. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this, mate, because you're bringing Gumshoe, who comes from the last start, but Nashium was pretty good in that race as well.
Yeah, look, they both ran really well. Obviously, he won and got a really good ride and got out late. Nashium had to go back from the awkward barrier, and she hit the line really well as well.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. Well, this time it's a barrier reversal almost, isn't it? Nashian's drawn much better than Gumshoe. In her previous start, she settled much closer to the pace. Is that where you feel Nashian might be able to settle today? And Gumshoe from out wide, I guess you just have to go forward.
Morning, Ray. Yeah, that probably is the case. Nashian will be obviously a lot more forward today, and I will inform the stewards of that when I get on course. And Gumshoe, yeah, the run down the back straight's not too bad. The 1400 at Rose Hill. So if Jenny can work her way across, and maybe the horse of Cathy O'Hara's riding could sort of drag us across. It's got a little bit of speed in its form. But I think you should be able to get there without any hard work.
Talking to you during the week, Mark, I know you hold both these rising four-year-olds in high regard, but the Kosciuszko might come around a little bit too early for both of them, but your long-term ambition is to hopefully get them into the country championships next year.
Yeah, that's right, Ray. Like, this season, anything can happen. Obviously, look, I care to think he sort of ran awful at the Ramorny, so he might be in doubt for a race like the Kosciuszko, but, you know, he's still plenty of talent in the country pool. You know, Victorin's probably the benchmark and Noble Boy, and, you know, I'm not quite at their level at this time of their career. Maybe in 12 months' time, it might be a different story, and country championships usually only get one crack at it with your horses, and we'll aim both of these horses at it early next year.
Gumshoe very lightly raced, only had the 7 starts, but there's been reasons why. You were telling me during the week, Mark?
Yeah, he got ill after he got gelded as an early two-year-old, and he had to spend sort of 6 months recovering. He got an infection, and it took us a while to find out exactly where it was. And when he did come good, he sort of picked up, and then we sort of tried to rush him for the country championships last year, and it just all came too soon for him, and so we gave him another good break, and come back, and he won well 3 weeks ago, and you know, if he can win again today and he comes through it well, there's a possibility the three-year-old benchmark race in a fortnight back here at Rose Hill over 1400.
Yeah, we're just watching for our TV viewers the vision of Gumshoe winning at Randwick first up. I think obviously today, Mark, the concern is the wide barrier. He's bumped up a fair bit in weight. You're still using Jenny Duggan, who rode him so well at Randwick, to take two off, but the handicapper hasn't missed him today, Mark.
Oh, look, you don't mind going up in weight when you win. It's not that you run second or third and you still keep going up in weight.
Yeah,
it makes
good point.
But when you get the big check, it sort of makes it a bit sweeter. But, yeah, look, Nashian meets him 3 kilos better today. And, you know, there's not a lot between them when they work together. They haven't worked together for a little while, but when they do work together, there's not a lot between them. And, you know, at the end of 1400 today, 3 kilos might be vitally important.
Nashian also quite lightly raced the filly and gets in well at the weights. The improving track, we might get back to a soft 7, Mark, but that won't affect either of your two?
I don't think so, Ray. They both seem to handle it good at Randwick, and, you know, heavy 8, soft 7, there's not a whole lot of difference. And know, 51.5 on her back. If she's closer, she'll sprint hard, I'm sure.
Hey, Angie, you reckon we can put Mark on the spot and ask him to split his two in the highway?
Well, of course you can. Come on, be a brave man. Duff would. Nah, Duff wouldn't.
What do you reckon, Mark?
Coffee would.
Exactly.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. Come on.
Look, I've got a high opinion of both horses. And out of respect to both groups of owners, I won't split them, but they'll both run really, really well.
Very diplomatic answer.
Oh, come on.
Which is a fair call, too.
Yeah, well, look, one's at four and one's at five, so it automatically thinks, Mark, I should have asked, anything on the home track today?
No, I haven't got any runners today. Our next runner at home will probably be Cogley Air for the Coffs Cup in a couple of weeks.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, good luck. I think I asked you last time. Have the horses travelled down?
Yeah. We came down early yesterday morning. They're a little bit they get a bit funny travelling in the traffic, and so I got down at 5 o'clock yesterday morning, and they bedded down at Gerald's straight away, and they've ate up good overnight. They're well.
Beautiful. Good on you. Good luck today with the pair.
Thanks very much.
Mark Quinn going through them. Which way for you, Ray?
Oh, Nashin primarily at the weights, but the market reflects who the two horses to beat. I think that's got that right. Gumshoe was so good first up, Andrew. And if he just gets a touch of luck getting across early and puts himself into the contest, which I think he can, he'll be very hard to beat. But I love that run of Nashin at Randwick, and I think she'll be right in the finish.
Yeah, particularly off that better draw. What a week it's been, Ray, at Grafton. Like you and I, we're sort of watching it and listening to it on the screens and the radio. But have a say winning a thrilling Ramorny. Wish Star Boy had held on. But Sacred Day won the cup on Thursday and another fighting finish.
I think it sounds like Star Boy was carrying both of us here, Andrew. Yeah. I thought he was.
Oh, was it on you too?
Yeah, I was on it too, yeah. But look, have a say, look, he just loves that Grafton track, doesn't he? He's only three from three now, the last two Ramornies. And great to see Ben Looker win his hometown cup. He thought winning the country championship was big, but the Grafton Cup probably topped that as well. Always a fantastic carnival, isn't it, up there, Andrew? And, of course, next year the Grafton Cup will be worth $200,000 minimum, and I think we'll see even a better quality field for the Grafton Cup and also the Ramorny next year.
For sure. That's Grafton. It continues tomorrow. They've got their final meeting of the week. Obviously, they've raced twice, and they've got tomorrow, McLean Cup Day, I think, up there. So looking forward to being a part of that all tomorrow. New scratching for us at Rose Hill, race 4, number 11, Biodynamic, which was an outsider in the race, has just come out, race 4, number 11. On the way to Matt Smith, I mentioned this, but James Harron has been very active overnight at the Tats July sale in England, and he's paid 450,000 guineas, which he's let me know is near enough to 856. $806,000 he's paid for a three-year-old son of Frankel, who's raced, won its last start at Sandown by 8 lengths. No trainer decided yet, but it's a horse called New King that will be coming to Australia. So we'll learn a bit more about that horse over the next few days. Let's go to Matt Smith. Morning to you, Matt. Good to have you aboard, mate. I know that you've been fortunate enough to get some international horses off OTI, but prior to that, even I think you had clients that bought horses. It is a different game these days, isn't it?
Sure is. I'm sure I'd find room for New King in the stable. I think there'd be no worries about that.
Exactly. Yeah.
We'll find a box here.
Text James because he's on the line. He's already texted me a few times. So get on the aggression, Matt.
Yeah, no, we've been lucky enough to get some great support from our owners and purchase a few of these imported horses, which are great addition to the stable, gives us a few more options in those staying races.
Well, Andrew, I'm not sure if you know, but one of those ones that Matt's got is Attorney, who's won two from two in Australia, and he's part-owned by our good friend Leo Schlink. And Matt, will we see Attorney in town next start?
Yeah, he's going to be nominated for next Saturday, both here and in Brisbane, but it just depends on weights and how the races look at the moment. It's just not the perfect race for him in the next couple of weeks, so we'll nominate him next week, see how the races look.
Yeah, lovely horse. And we also yesterday, Andrew, saw German St. Ledger winner Sweet Thomas make his, well, I guess, official Australian debut in a Randwick Barrier trial. Far too short for him. But, Matt, how'd he come through that trial? And I know you've got a pretty fair opinion of this horse.
Yeah, good, actually. We've nicknamed him Ray. That's his nickname, stable name.
Oh, poor thing. He's got a massive handicap
he's a,
now.
He's a superstar.
What? No, what he dresses himself immaculately, does he?
Yeah, no, he looks enormous. So, yeah, no, we do like him a lot. He looks good, actually. He trialled really sharp yesterday. So it's nice when you get those horses that have won out to, you know, he's won over 2,800. He's won the German St. Ledger. You know, if they can come back here and trial sharp in these shorter trials, you know, that a horse would possibly win over 2,000 or, you know, around that trip's a big asset.
And being a German St. Ledger winner, Matt, he's qualified for most of the major staying races in the spring, so that's one headache you don't have to worry about. How long has he been with you now?
He's been here about 5 months now.
Right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's had a little prep, and now he's in his full prep now, and we'll push on through the spring now, and we've mapped out a program for him, so... yeah, we'll get him started in those earlier races over 2,000 metres and we'll just build him up and hopefully we can get him in the cup.
Yeah, no, promising horse, as is Attorney. Hey, Matt, two runners today. You kick off the day in race 5 with Kanunga. Drawn a little awkwardly again, this mare, but, she's racing well without much luck. I guess if she can get across early today from that awkward barrier, she's in the contest again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we just haven't had any luck at Rosehill lately. I think every time we've put her in there, she's drawn the outside. So makes it a little bit, obviously, a lot more difficult from those gates. And she's probably better. I mean, if the track's, you know, hopefully the track will dry out a bit. Cause definitely, it's 1,100. She'd be better on a drying track rather than a genuine heavy 8. But yeah, she's been going along beautifully through the prep, and you know, it's the right race if she'd drawn a gate. Mm. So I'll just need a bit of luck.
There's a very good chance we'll get back into the soft 7 range. Is that probably more in her ballpark?
That'd be okay, yeah, for sure. And obviously, you know, she needs to get a position early and quickly, you know, without using up too much energy to finish it off. So we'll just need a bit of luck from the barrier, for sure.
Well, in race 8, your other runner, Tonsor, has drawn the right gate. I know we're getting deep into the day, so sometimes the rail cannot be the best place to be on these rain-affected tracks. But in defence of Tonsor, he's got good gate speed, puts himself up on the pace. Looks a lovely race for him, Matt.
Yeah, no, I thought his run was really good last day out at Rosehill. But probably, again, just the track caught him out late. I think he was right in there with a chance with about 100 to go. Having had that run and having, you know, drawn a nice gate, he should be able to go straight to the front, I would imagine. And hopefully we just get the tempo right and he'll be right in the finish. But he's working well, he looks good, so can't fault him.
Yeah, there's not much pace outside of probably Tonsor, so you're happy to lead if that's how it eventuates?
Sure, yeah. Look, he's just a naturally quick beginner, so it's hard to take that away from those sort of horses unless there's, you know, really good tempo on the race. So I would think with his gate speed, he'll bounce to the front, and yeah, hopefully Jenny can just get it right through that first part of the race, and then, you know, I'm sure he'll be right in the finish.
Yeah, lovely horse. He's put together a nice record now, Matt. 5 wins from just 11 starts. He's beautifully bred by Redoute's Choice out of Brazilian Pulse. But why has he been so lightly raced?
Yeah, I didn't get him until he was almost 3.5, and he just would have had some growing pains and things, shin soreness, etc. He'd had a few trials, hadn't raced, and when we got him, he had a quarter crack popped up, I think the first preparation we had him, so we had to spell him and get that to grow out. And, yeah, it was just one of those horses that just needed time, and no,
he looks hard to beat today. Look, Matt, thanks for joining us today. Stayers are going great. The sprinters are going well too. The stable overall flying, and best luck with both your runners this afternoon at Rosehill.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Thank you.
Good on you, Matt. Matt Smith joining us, going through them. Those skies over the top of Rosehill have really cleared now.
Better,
what a
Andrew.
Blue sky. Yeah. Yeah, it looks magnificent compared. We had surprisingly a little band of showers that went through around 6 o'clock. It just dropped only half a mil there, so it was very little, but it just surprised everybody. But a lot of blue sky over the top. Now, a few scratchings have come in, Ray. So these are the extras this morning now. Race 2, number 5, Think Free, has just been scratched by the Lee Stable. Race 2, number 5. As I've told you, Zadoro's come out of race 3. Race 3, number 2. Race 4, number 11, Biodynamic is out. Race 4, number 11. Now, in race 6, number 5, Kanachi, and 7, Arraignment, have both come out. Race 6,
5 and 7. And then in the last, race 9, number 13, Sky Ray has come out. Race 9, number 13. So we're sitting at 17 early scratchings at this stage. It's gone to 19. Let me have a look again. Lanagira has come out of the first. Race 1, number 1, Lanagira. Mm. And Godolphin have scratched Wagner out of race 8. Race 8, number 10. So Godolphin just scratching a couple there. Race 1, number 1, Lanagira, and race 8, number 10, Wagner. So 19 interims at this stage. Ray, Godolphin, obviously just looking at the track here.
Yeah, it's not too bad given we're in that heavy 8, boarding on the soft 7 range. I guess of those, Lanagira and Wagner, important scratchings, but particularly, as you mentioned earlier, Zardoro, who looked one of the hardest to beat in the highway. He's come out, so they're important scratchings there, Andrew. But overall, let's hope that it holds up because it's a pretty good race meeting right throughout the day.
It is. I spoke with Claire Cunningham yesterday. They were going to walk the track yesterday afternoon about Cradle Mountain. It's still there, so we'll wait and see what unfolds over the next 10 minutes or so. The last time Gary Portelli was on Sky Sports Radio, he was interviewed by our good mate Sean Cosgrove, and through that interview, I nearly collapsed at home because they were talking about pigeons, and Gary had won a race, I think he said Bathurst, and he told us that this pigeon was worth a staggering amount of money for a pigeon. Gary Portelli, come on in, Gary.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Now, was it Bathurst?
Bathurst, yeah. He won a race from Bathurst.
Yep.
It took him an hour and 2 minutes to get home.
Gee.
He beat 4,400 okay. pigeons.
Yeah. Right. He beat 4,400 pigeons. There'll be a few listeners and viewers saying, how in the hell do you time pigeons? How do you work it out who wins?
They've got an electronic band on their leg, and your loft door has been measured through a GPS right to the where the truck lets the birds go, sort of, you know, way out, whatever. And it's a distance divided by time, times 1,000, which will give them a velocity. So it's the fastest velocity that wins, not the first pigeon home.
You got that, Andrew?
It's technical for a brain like yours, Ben, but blokes like
me,
I can teach you.
Mate, don't worry, Andrew. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed either. It goes over my head, I can tell you. It's fascinating.
The only thing I know about velocity is the points that I get when I travel with them. So that's all I know about velocity. So how long will it take them to fly from Grenfell to Warwick Farm?
Well, that wind was blowing this morning, about half an hour, I'd say. the winds are going to be a westerly, so they're going to be flying quickly. They'll fly about 2 kilometres, if not 2 kilometres, probably 2.5 kilometres per minute today. So probably about 140 kilometres an hour they'll probably get up to.
Just extraordinary. Yeah, I can't get my head around either, Andrew. Speaking of valuable, Gary, yesterday you produced Time to Rain at the Barrier Trials, the Silver Slipper winner. Haven't seen him since you ran fifth in the Golden Slipper. Gee, trial well.
Yeah, look, exactly what we're hoping for. You know, you always worry that the two-year-olds don't come on at three. You see so many of them that don't. The first stage has been completed. He showed he's got the gate speed and he trialled pretty nicely considering we just want to have an easy one. We're going to trial it twice this time and have him ready to go first up in the Rosebud on the 10th. So, last campaign, I've got a bit, I'm not so much ambitious. I tried to get smart, and it's pretty hard for a bloke like me to be smart, but I gave him one trial, which he looked good in winning, and then I started him first up here. He started $1.60 at Warwick Farm in the Lonro, and he raced too keen, was too fresh. He probably needed a second trial. I was worried about taking to sort on without a run under my belt, and as it turned out, that run had him fit. We were able to beat the sort, so it worked out right in the long run. We won the Silver Slipper with him, but just first up was disappointing, and I want to make sure that he's ready to go for the punters and owners, particularly with this colt now having such a pedigree and already won a Group 2. If we can win a Group 1 with him, he's got a great value at stud.
Mm. Physically, is he much changed since the horse we saw in the autumn, and could he get out over a fraction further, Gary? I'm thinking maybe a Golden Rose or...
Look, that's the long-range plan. He has grown. He's 25 kilos heavier than what he was when he won the Slipper.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see where it is, though. He's not heavier. He's just probably got a little taller, probably a bit more substance about him. So, for me, I still think that he's developing. He might even be better in the autumn yet, you know, but we will probably have a 3 or 4 runs this campaign and then out.
Fair enough, yeah. a really good team in this afternoon at Rose Hill, Gary, and you kick off the day with a two-year-old, not faint-hearted. Now, he won on his debut on a rain-affected track. We only had the one run since. That was back in the autumn. Trialled nicely going into this. This is a hot two-year-old race, but you've got a bit of an opinion on not faint-hearted.
Yeah, look, he showed ability all the way through. He looked good winning at his first start. He got completely lost when he missed the start at his next start in the kindergarten, got back off the pace and got pushed about a bit, and probably having his first preparation, you know, first race preparation, all a bit too quick for him. But he's come back nicely, happy with his trial. He's had a jump out since. I think we missed a set of trials due to the weather, so I gave him a jump out the pro ride last Friday over 800. So his fitness was pretty close to the mark. He's as fit as we can get him without actually racing him. And I applied the blinker. I think they really picked the not a single doubt in the gear, particularly a colt like him. It's a little bit lazy. So it's a very strong race. So I think they've got a big rap on Spin. They think he's a spring carnival colt. I've never thought this colt was a spring carnival colt. I think he's a pretty handy horse, and if I place him right, we can win plenty of races. So I'm not sure if we line up, if these horses or if Spin is as good as what they say, then obviously we'd probably struggle. But he looks to get a good run at least anyway, and we'll get every chance to see if he has taken the next level. I'm happy for him to prove me wrong. He is a spring carnival horse. But, you know, for what we've seen him, he's pretty handy. I'll have a lot of fun with him. But I think it might be in another year's time.
Fair enough. Well, here's a good test from today. It's a good two-year-old race. Down to race four, Bring a Gem now. Bring a Gem is, to be fair, one of the long shots in the fourth. But, look, just watch a replay of that Canterbury run. Gary, you've got to put a line through it, haven't you?
Yeah, look, he was sort of in trouble from the 700. There's nowhere to go from the 700 to the 200. So, but that was in midweek company. But just want to see him on a bigger track over 2,000. And he loves it wet, which hopefully he'll still get today for him. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for owners to get out and do their horse race on a Saturday as well, you know. And I think a lot of the time we have all these midweek races. Everyone watches them on their phone. So it's a good experience for people to actually have a run on a Saturday, and hopefully it runs well for them.
And similar, I guess, to Moccasin Mrs. Connections, although she's very, very consistent in the midweeks and loves 1,100 metres. And Sebring Express, she was good first up. They both clash in race five, Gary.
Yeah, look, Moccasin Mrs., she's just tried a little hard out, and she's run a heap of seconds now. And unfortunately, we've been trying to win that elusive midweeker with her, so she's got that value. It's dud for a breeder, and, you know, she's been knocking on the door. And again, another horse that's got a lot of owners that don't get to see a race during the week. And this is a nice little mare's race. It would have been so consistent, but why not have a go? And same with Sebring Express. That track was pretty bad at Kembla today, and she had to come real wide. By the time she got to the outside, the race was over. She ran home nicely without, you know, sort of finishing off real strong. And I think she'll improve off that. And she's another one that'll sit back, and if they go too quick up front, she'll be charging through the line.
Exactly, yeah. Gary, two runners in the feature race today, the Winter Stakes. We'll start off with Tester Shadow. He was first up in the Civic Stakes. He loomed up there about the 300-metre mark, probably just knocked up. Look, I know it's a deep Winter Stakes, but he's been a terrific performer for the stable over a number of years now. He's won almost $1.5 million. Gary, he's been a great horse for you.
Been a great horse for Elite Thoroughbreds and for the owners. It's stuck with him for, you know, 5 years of racing, and every preparation has gone a new level. I think that if he reproduced some of his best runs he did probably last campaign, without taking away from the field, I think he's racing against stronger horses and raced really well against them. And yeah, I like the way he raced. He's in really good order. As I say, he's handled this grade before, so if he turned up today, he could run a whole lot of big odds, no worries at all.
Exactly. Well, Nikki's Gold comes out of the Civic Stakes. That was her first test at stakes level. She was a very, very good fourth. Unlucky not to play. She was held up in the straight, I think behind Tester Shadow, actually. I think you might have cost her. But she's absolutely flying, this mare. She loves Rose Hill, loves rain-affected tracks, and she might be able to get some black type today.
Yeah, this is her chance today, I feel. She's just held her form beautifully. She's a real tough mare, you know. She's one of them horses that got a mind of her own, and just can't help but put 110% every time she steps out. So, you know, if she gets any luck at all from the good gate today, I think she's going to be in the top three for sure. And I think there's a good chance for her to win a stakes race for her owners. Another cheap little horse, $25,000 horse that's... I think she's won 300 on 1,000 now.
Almost 400. I guess you can't put a ceiling on horses, can you, Gary? Because I know early doors you thought you were telling me during the week you were hoping she'd work her way through the grades maybe at best, but she's just kept improving every preparation, and she's in career best at the moment.
Yeah, you know, so never give up, and she's one of them sort of horses. She struggled to win a maiden. I think she got beat at Bathurst one day. We backed her at Bathurst. She got beat. And then she came out 2 weeks later and won a 900-metre two-year-old at 20-1 at Newcastle. Had a taste of it from there, and she's been a model of consistency ever since. And yeah, she's gone from probably a horse I thought might have capped at winning a midweeker to now, you know, starting one of the favourites in a stakes race. So it just goes to show you how horses can improve from preparation to preparation if they've got the ability to do so.
And down to race 8, Single Bullet, we know he's got the ability, Gary. You've got Hugh Bowman today. He comes off a Flemington run, which reads 13th of 13 first up, but you were telling me genuine excuses for that run. I go back to the Single Bullet who won at Randwick back in January. I know it's a good track, but he has won on soft before. But that day at Randwick shows the sort of horse he is. When things go his way, he's got a dynamic finishing sprint.
Yeah, it's all about switching him off early. The other day down the straight, as when the gates opened, I think our jockey lost his iron and he had to reach down to try and get his foot back in the stirrup for the first sort of 200 of the race. By the time he did that, basically everyone had taken their spot, so we got no cover. And he just over-raced down the straight there without cover all the way down the straight. And what he does, he chokes himself down. So if they go quick enough and Huey can switch him off. I actually had a talk to Huey yesterday. I said, you'll know whether you can win at the 600-metre mark, really, because if he's come out and you're riding him on a string of cotton and he's been able to get some air down, then he's got the turn of foot to beat these horses any day of the week. But it all comes down to the first 600 metres. So, and I'm hoping for the track improved. We're getting this sort of windy sort of day. He's one of them horses when he has won, right? It's been one of them tracks that has improved during the day where it's not rough, but it's still got some cut in it. But it's not that heavy sort of surface that he doesn't like. So a lot of things are going to go right for this horse. If they do, like you said, he's quite dynamic.
Very comprehensive, Gary. I'm sure our listeners and viewers appreciate. Just two at Wyong this afternoon, Gary, Riquette and Blevio. They're in separate races. Riquette race 3, Blevio race 7. Any push for them?
Blevio's a nice filly. She won first up last campaign over 1,000 at Kembla Grange, and she had a long spell. She just went sore in the knee, so we gave her a good 6 months in the paddock up at Orange, and she's come back in and trialled nicely, and she's a good each way chance first up. Roquette's in a pretty strong 2-year-old race, and she didn't handle the heavy track at Kembla Grange at a start last, and she was disappointing. So I'm just not sure where we're at now until we see her back on top of the ground.
No, fair enough. Look, I really appreciate it, Gary. Best of luck this afternoon, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
I reckon that interview went as long as what those pigeons are going to do from Grenfell today. He's given me a whack along the way, but we thank you, Gary.
It was very comprehensive, wasn't it, Andrew? And we appreciate it. So it gives our listeners and viewers hopefully a bit of insight into some of these runners today.
Good on you, mate. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Gary Portelli there. Now, just before we go to a break, the scratchings have gone straight to Intram, and there are a couple of crucial ones here, including Seaway coming out of the Winter Stakes. So it's a heavy 8, penetrometer 5.93, and the rail is at 3 metres. We remind you, for people that are continuing to join us, they got half a mil of rain only at about 6 o'clock this morning and a little band that went through. It's now clear over the top of Rose Hill. It's going to be cool, but it's going to be a nice day to be inside the grandstands and enjoy the facilities at Rose Hill. So these are the interims. Race 1, number 1, Lanagira, and 6 Academy, 1 and 6. Race 2, number 5, Think Free, number 5. Race 3, number 2, Zadoro, 13, Smart Remark, 14, Z-Force, and 18, Jellies, 2, 13, 14, and 18. Race 4, take out 11, Bino Dynamic, and 12 Chief Kidders just come out. 11 and 12 out of race 4. Race 5, 2 Riverbird and 10 Soul Star, 2 and 10. Race 6, number 2, Reflectivity, 5 Kanachi and 7 Arraignment. 2, 5 and 7 out of race 6. Race 7, the Winter Stakes, 7 Seaway and 13 Organza, 7 and 13 out of the 7th. Race 8, number 9, Dissolute has just come out, 10 Wagner and 13, number 11 it is, Noble Joey. So 9, 10 and 11 out of race 8. And race 9, number 3, Cattersby, 4 Echo Effect, 5 Danawee, 6 Traumatised, 10 Brilliant Choice and 13 Sky Ray. 3, 4, 5. 6, 10 and 13. So there's the interim scratchings for the program at Rose Hill. At this stage, the track is a heavy 8. We'll take a break on Racing HQ. Back with more interviews in just a moment, including Adrian Bott and Bjorn Baker.
Looking for a non-stop night of classic TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival harness action? Look to Queensland Oaks Night, Albion Park, Saturday night, with Australasia's best fillies in the Group 1 Queensland Oaks, the battle of the best in the Group 1 Sunshine Sprint, and a massive support card featuring our leading square gaiters, mares and derby hopefuls. There's only one place to look for Australia's hottest harness action this Saturday night. Queensland Oaks Night, Albion Park, Saturday night, part of the 2019 TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival.
Our customers love having a local shop, but I need more funds to help keep my shelves stocked.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you get ahead, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Coringle Stud is offering great value stallions in 2019 with attractive all-inclusive breeding packages. The Thoroughbred Nursery in the heart of the Riverina is excited to offer breeders the dual Group 1 winner prized icon, a son of champion sire More Than Ready, and from the stakes-winning Dane Hill mare Tropical Affair, to stand alongside proven Group 1 producers Dewport, Magic Albert and the Brothers War. For more information, contact Angus Lamont on 0429 842 875.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly by a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ, brought to you by TAB's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ, your best Saturday start right through winter into the spring. Sky Sports Radio, Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Just looking tonight, international racing, the Dali July Cup is on. Race 6 tonight at 1:40 Eastern Time tonight. The group of owners, I've gone mentally blank. They've become such a big player in Australian racing now.
Is it Phoenix, Andrew?
It is Phoenix. Thank you, Ray. Phoenix Thoroughbreds. It's the favourite in the July Cup. $3.80 at TAB ahead of the Sir Michael Stout runner Dream of Dreams at $5. Ryan Moore's got a ride in the race. I'm just checking whether any of the Aussie jockeys have. No, they haven't. Ocean Murphy's on a horse called Pretty Pollyanna at $14. So that race tonight, who knows? I think Advertise may not be an Everest horse from what I'm gleaming from Phoenix, but you just never know if it can come out. There might be a slot coming from somewhere here.
Exactly. The July Cup's a test, isn't it, Andrew, up that straight at Newmarket, up and down Dale. You can't actually see the start from the top of the straight. They go up and down Dale, but it's a really testing course, and only takes a very, very good horse to win that race, and owes a few Australians over there, and I dare say James Harran must be over there, Andrew, if he's buying horses.
Yes.
So he hasn't got a slot yet, so who knows, he might target one of these July Cup runners.
Yes, we'll wait and see. And the other snippet of news from James Cummings yesterday, Elise, who could be an Everest horse, down to trial on Friday. He's hoping that maybe they'll put that trial on the course proper on Friday. We'll wait and see what the ATC do, but certainly she's a live chance to get a slot in the Everest. Bjorn Baker's online. Morning, mate.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Bjorn.
Mate, you've got two or three runners. You're happy enough to go around on a track that it's still a heavy 8, but close to a 7?
Yeah, happy to go. Yeah, we don't have too many options at the moment, and it's probably one of the better tracks we've had for a while, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, good morning, Bjorn. Well, you start off a day in race 2 with positive peace, and when we were talking during the week, you were hoping for the track to improve. Heavy 8 bordering on a soft 7 now, this wind around, and that would help her.
Yeah, I think so. I still think she's probably better on top of the ground, but you've got to be up and going. It's a Saturday race. It's a step up again for her. But she's in good order. She looks well. I think she is a filly we're yet to see the best of. And it may be over a little bit further on a better track. But we'll be positive today. Hopefully put her in the race. Hopefully she can run well.
Okay. Well, one of the more interesting runners today, Bjorn, is your sprinter, Goodfella, who's resuming in the Winter Stakes. I know his first up record isn't flash, but, gee, he has trialled well. That most recent trial, he was terrific. How's he coming up, Bjorn?
Yeah, he's in really good order. I'm not sure if he's a sprinter or a stayer or quite what he is, but there's really two good fellas. Well, one's good fella, and the other's a pretty ordinary bloke. He can either turn up or he can't. But I think last December or end of November, he's very good fresh up in the Festival Stakes. So if he can jump and put himself there, the blinkers are on, and hopefully he's positive. And he doesn't mind a bit of cutting the track, so he's definitely not out of it. On his day, he's a classy horse, and he's more than capable of running a super race.
You gave him a good test in that Randwick trial when he put a margin on Stampede. How forward is he, Bjorn?
He's a natural athlete. He's never really changed, even from a young horse. He doesn't carry a whole heap of condition. He very much looks the same, and he's sort of been a remarkably sound horse. So he's in good order, and fingers crossed, and put himself there.
And I think from here you want to go to the Winter Challenge in 2 weeks, and long term, you'd love to get this horse back to the Gold Coast in January. I think he ran fourth in the Magic Millions two-year-old in 2017, ran second to Pierrata in the Magic Millions Guineas last year, then earlier this year ran second in the staying race up there to Tumultuous. He loves that carnival.
Yeah, he's been a very good money spinner at that carnival, so that's the plan, to just try and long-term try and get him back up there, probably for the staying race. But I think he's definitely capable of winning a good race or two in the interim, so I hope he can kick off today with a good run.
We'll look forward to that. Drakenfels in the last. I know you haven't always had this horse, Bjorn, and it's been a long time since he's won, but all three runs this prep, he's been terrific. And even last start, he had to make his run probably, to be fair, on the worst part of the track that time of the day, but he hit the line well. Can he break through at last today?
Yeah, well, he's drawn pretty wide for most horses. Wouldn't be a positive for him. Maybe he's going to get back, but he is going really well. I think you can knock him for being a non-winner, but he just hasn't had the rub of the green. I think even this preparation, even into last preparation. So when he wins one of these races, he will win it well. When you think, why didn't I back him? But he's going well. He looks great, and he's definitely not out of it.
Well, today he's mentioned that the setup of this race does suit him. I know he's got the wide barrier, but he gets back. Now, for our TV viewers, they would have watched him get up the inside there last start at Rose Hill to run third. This time, Blake Shin is riding so well, you can imagine him getting out wide, which probably is going to be the place to be late in the day.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that's the case. But you never really know. Sometimes it does swing back to the inside. But if he can sort of just use no petrol and get to the outside, he's got to be a chance.
Yeah, fair enough. And just finally, Bjorn, will Perigord run at Wyong today?
Yep, he's running. He's in good order too. He's been a while between runs, but his last one was very good. He's a horse that's always shown ability, so hopefully he can get a good run midfield, and he should be in the finish somewhere.
Looks hard to beat there. Look, Bjorn, thanks for joining us. Good luck with Goodfella and all your runners this afternoon.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, mate. Bjorn Baker joining us there, running through his. Tasman Fighters present a super night of boxing Saturday, July 27, a fortnight today. We've really got fights galore under the big, big top at Luna Park, Ray. But I tell you, I think everyone's talking about the fight with the three regional titles up for grabs, Australia v New Zealand. But I reckon the majority can't wait for the Rabbitohs clash. Luke Burgess up against Bo Champion.
Yeah, I thought it was a mismatch, but some of the boys tell me Bo Champion can hold his hands up because Luke Burgess is a fair size of a bloke, Andrew. But I love my fight, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Well, it's a full star-studded undercard, as I say, with the professional debut of Rabbitoh Luke Burgess taking on the former star Bo Champion in the Battle of the Bunnies. It all happens under the big top at Luna Park today, fortnight, Saturday, July 27. Tickets are on sale now. You can go to bigtopsydney.com, bigtopsydney.com to be a part of that night today, fortnight. Adrian Botts, our last guest to go through with their runners today. Morning, Adrian.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Adrian.
And Gay's back in town after a little break, and she found a way. Did she find a way? Did I see a photo to this week's Japan sales?
Yeah, that sale's been good to us previously. So, on the back of the success from Hush Rider and Wolf, we're very keen to go back and try and secure a few more types. And obviously, sort of got to get in early there at the foal sale. So, we've got a couple of nice prospects there last week. So, hopefully, in a few years' time, you'll see them back down here in a few future races.
And Adrian, good morning. Speaking of Wolf and Hush Rider, they both trialled. Yes, they both trialled well, particularly Wolf.
Yeah, look, I thought it was an excellent trial. They weren't asked too much of them. That was just their first sort of serious hit out since their since their last races. They both had just a little freshen up and sort of been kept in relatively light sort of work since then. So they won't need too much to get them up to the mark, but we'll give them another trial in a fortnight's time, and then they should be ready to go very, very early spring for us.
Yeah, no, promising horses. Wolf in particular looks to be a really promising stayer. Adrian, only two runners this afternoon, but they're both last start winners. Call Me Royal, we saw at Rosehill a couple of weeks ago. She bounced back to her best off an indifferent run at Randwick, and that's still a head-scratcher for you.
Yeah, look, it might have just been the quick back-up for us. It looked like a nice race for her on paper, and had a lot of success with the quick backups previously, but she just may not have appreciated it. And the heavy track there at Randwick, she just, right from the outset, usually, her best asset, she's got that natural high cruising speed and good tactical speed, and we didn't see that. So she looked under pressure a long way out. So, that could have just been the quick backup, the surface itself. So gave her plenty of time just to get over that. She freshened up well and really bounced back to her best. And again, at Rose Hill, you knew immediately that the way she was travelling there in the first few furlongs that were in business. And I think that's in line with what we've seen from her this week. Been looking forward to stretching her out in trip this preparation, which we've now been able to do. It's sort of, now she's a little bit older, she gave the indications early on that she was looking to get out a bit further. So I think she'll handle the 1500 today nicely, and she's done particularly well since her last start.
I guess the other concern, apart from the trip, but you've answered that question, was the rise in weight. But she's a tough front-running filly. You have claimed with Sam Weatherly. The weight factor, Adrian?
Yeah, look, that's probably the biggest concern for us today, that she has sort of crept up in the weights. And look, we've tried to utilise Sam's claim once again, but she is only a lightly framed filly as well. So she'll no doubt it'll be a good test for her, but her racing pattern should hopefully help with that.
And then down to the Winter Stakes, Adrian, and looking forward to seeing this horseback Stampede. Look, we know he's a talent, but he's only had the 15 starts. He's 170. He's a rising 7-year-old. He's still an entire, but obviously he's a very, very good horse on his day. Haven't seen Stampede since he won on Everest Day first up at Randwick, admittedly over 1,600 metres. Today he resumes in the Winter Stakes at 1,400 metres. Off two pretty solid trials, Adrian. The distance first up for him?
Yeah, just a couple of queries there. Obviously, the long layoff and being first up, and as you pointed out, he's a rising 7-year-old and an entire, so it's not getting easier to get him fitter each year. He's just had a nice slow build up to this particular race, and now that he's getting a bit older, he's probably losing a little bit of that sharpness. So the 1400 metres at this level, will be a bit of a test for him. So that's sort of a question mark for him. He's proven he can carry weight in this sort of class. I don't see that as a problem, but he has had a nice foundation. I think he'll no doubt take plenty of improvement off the run, but probably just a query over the 1400 metres would probably be the most significant factor.
Fair enough. Adrian, what was his issue? I know he's had a few injury problems over the years, but when he won at Randwick first up back on Everest Day in October, he looked in such great order. What was his issue after that, which just kept him away from the races?
Yeah, took him down to Melbourne and had him lined up for a couple of nice feature races down there. He just sustained a soft tissue injury, which he needed a bit of time off for. So, look, we weren't in any rush to bring him back, and gave him all the time that he needed. And as I said, he's had a nice, long, slow build-up. And look, he's a quality horse, and his record, shows that, and particularly his record on the wet conditions for today. But I love to see him have his opportunity, and once he gets up to mile plus 2,000 metres over the carnival, I think he deserves to be winning a really nice race, and we just need to use a couple of these early race or late races in the winter just to get him up and racing and get that race fitness into him, so when we get the right suitable races, he's ready to capitalise.
Yeah, he's a quality horse if you can keep him going, and fingers crossed you can. Adrian, you've got Castel Santangelo, I hope I pronounced that correctly, nominated for Wyong today, Hawkesbury tomorrow. Either race looks very suitable for him.
Yeah, look, Hawkesbury tomorrow is where we'll take him. Look, he's through his form, he should be able to win one of these events, but he's unfortunately continuing to make a few excuses, and we're running out of them for him, unfortunately. But look, we've tried to change up his routine and change up his work and just really trying to get a response, because it's he's had plenty of chances, so he's a difficult one to catch for us.
Fair enough. Well, hopefully Call Me Royal and Stampede will be difficult to catch for you today as well at Rose. So best of luck this afternoon, Adrian.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott going through their runners today out at Rose Hill in particular. Ray, we'll go through all the scratchings, and then for our radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central audience, we'll be looking at Rose Hill every race with you and Brad Gray.
Look forward to it, Andrew.
All right, let's check out the scratchings. Rose Hill, they had half a mil of rain only and a quick little shower around 6 o'clock. It's cleared. It's fine over the top of Rose Hill now, and we've got the Winter Stakes program. They've left the track a heavy 8 with an improved penetrometer of 5.93 and the rails at 3 metres. Race 1, number 1, Lanagira and 6 Academy, 1 and 6 out of the first. Race 2, number 5, Think Free, number 5. Race 3, number 2, Zardoro, 13, Smart Remark, 14, Z-Force, and 18, Jellies, 2, 13, 14, and 18. Race 4, Rose Hill, number 11, Biodynamic, and 12, Chief Kidder, 11 and 12. Race 5, number 2, Riverbird, and 10, Soul Star are out, 2 and 10. Race 6, number 2, Reflectivity, 5, Kanachi, and 7, Arraignment, 2, 5, and 7 out of race 6. Race 7, the feature Winter Stakes, take out 7, Seaway, and 13, Organza, 7 and 13. Race 8, number 9, Dissolute, 10, Wagner, and 11, Noble Joey, 9, 10, and 11. And race 9, number 3, Cattersby, 4, Echo Effect, 5, Danawee, 6, Traumatized, 10, Brilliant Choice, and 13, Sky Ray. 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 and 13 out of the last race there at Rose Hill today. The action beginning at 11:30 this morning. To Wyong, it's a fine day there, but windy, soft 5, and the rail is true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out that horse they just talking about, number 3, Castel Santangelo, and 6, Lucitor, 3 and 6 out of race 2. Race 3 is clear. Race 4 at Wyong, number 8, Tonga Rio, number 8. Race 5, number 2, Moana Jewel is out, number 2. Race 6, number 1, Only Wanna Sing, 6, Monsieur Macron, and 9, East Esplanade. 1, 6, and 9 out of race 6. Race 7, number 1, Elazar, and 3, Magic Town, 1 and 3. And race 8, number 1, Oxford Tycoon, number 1. And take note, there is a late scratching just coming into the system at Wyong. Race 5, number 3, Broom Broom. Race 5, number 3, a late scratching at Wyong. To Port Macquarie, it's fine and a heavy 8, no rain in the last 24 hours, and the rails at 5 metres. Port Macquarie, race 1, take out 3 and 10. Race 2, take out number 3. Race 3, the scratching is number 5. Port Macquarie, race 4, scratchings 1 and 5. Race 5, take out number 2. And race 6, take out the emergency number 11. That's the information for Port Macquarie. The other TAB New South Wales meeting today is at Cowra. overcast and a soft 5. They've had 1 mil in the last 24 hours and just 5 mil in the last week. A soft 5, the rail true for Cowra. Race 1, take out 3, 8 and 9. Race 2, clear. The third, take out the 3 emergencies, 13, 14 and 15. Race 4, clear. Race 5, number 11. And race 6 at Cowra, take out 7 and 14. That's the information there. To Caulfield, showers over the next couple of hours. It's a soft 7 at the moment after 6 mil of rain yesterday and the rails at 3. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 2, Fragonard, number 2. Race 3, number 4, Wiener, 10, Jester Dream and 17, Trigger Point, 4, 10 and 17. Race 4, number 3, Persuader, 6, Tower Road, 7, Cashed Up and 11, Falls, 3, 6, 7, 11. Race 5, number 1, Hassan Eagle and 4, Flying Krupt, 1 and 4. Caulfield, race 6, number 4, Jenkins, 9, Jaguary and 11, Major Day, 4, 9 and 11. Race 7, number 1, Tell Me, 4, News Girl has come out this morning, 5, Graceful Storm and 8, Calzini, 1, 4, 5 and 8. Race 8, number 14, Crack the Code out of the Sir John Monash, number 14. And race 9, number 1, El Galel, race 9, number 1. To Doomben, fine and a bit westerly winds blowing there today, a soft 5 and a penno of 5.67. Race 1, number 1, Downloading and 9, Seat of Power, 1 and 9. Race 2, clear. The third, 3, Crazy Good, 5, Underwood and 9, Shoulders. Race 4, number 3, Yabble Dabble Do Ya and 11, Power of Love. Race 5, number 2, Aminas. Doomben, race 6, number 1, Magnifier, 6, Miming and 12, Chopper. Race 7, number 1, Awachichi, 6, Dreammaster and 12, Ride on a Big Jet Plane. Race 8, number 3, Jardin Rouge, 5, Cool Drafts, 9, Churning, 13, O'Cannigan Miss, 15, Stella's Dream, and the emergencies 17 and 18. And race 9, the last, at Doomben, take out 4, Jama Lady, 11, Lady Horsepower, 16, Pippi, and the emergencies 17, 18, 19, 20 and 21. They're the scratchings for Doomben, as I say, on a track rated a soft 5. And finally, South Australian racing is at Gawler today. And at Gawler, it's a heavy 8, weather overcast, the penetrometer 7.2. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, take out number 9, Flying Agent. Race 3, number 2, General Short. Race 4, number 7, Wings of Petrami. Race 5, number 8, Lord Rosenthal. Race 6, number 5, Star Patriot. 6, Rigger Bobby at 11, Harndorf. Race 7 at Gawler, number 1, Cashed, 9, Mystified and 12, Lagerfeld. And race 8, number 6, Suplex City, 11, Jackpot Johnny and 14, The Emergency, 6, 11 and 14. They've had 9 mil in the last 24 hours, remains overcast. It's a heavy 8 at Gawler. And for our Sky Sports radio audience, Peter Alice will preview at 10:40 this morning. Sky Racing, one about to leave us for American Racing, and the rest of us will be back in 2 minutes to start looking at Rose Hill.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications have a fabulous filly by a champion from a champion to be trained by Kieran Maher. Arrowfield Stud has joined us in this filly by Snitzel, Australia's champion sire. From fictional account, Ireland's champion mare was a stakes winner at Ascot and Nakara. Be part of our dynamic Arrowfield and Kieran Maher team in our Super Snitzel filly for $12,825 per share. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-61-9999. AFSL 336808.
It's time.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-5 at Rose Hill and Caulfield, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 6 and 7. Who are you backing? Tab.
SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Ribchester, the European champion miler 2 years running. Four fabulous Group 1 wins, including the Group 1 Queen Anne at Royal Ascot in record time.
Ribchester and William Buick are the Queen Anne winners.
Ribchester, a son of successful shuttle stallion Ifraj. Record-breaking form at a mile and free of Danehill and Danzig blood. For more information, visit darley.com.au.